They fly high along the mountainous terrain of Afghanistan and have patrolled both our northern and southern borders. With a cruising speed of around 230 miles per hour and a flight ceiling of up to 50,000 feet, they can even be controlled from half the world away. But don't call them drones.
The term drone is it's certainly a great hook in terms of a nickname, but when we think of a drone, I think of something that's, you know, sort of a marauding robot that's out there roaming around without any control.
That was Colonel Kevin Bradley, commander of the 174th Fighter Wing of the New York Air National Guard. His airmen guide unmanned MQ-9 Reapers flying over the mountains and valleys of Afghanistan, all from a base located at Hancock Field in Syracuse. The Reapers also have a highly sophisticated surveillance system, allowing them to zoom in and track a target from miles away.
Its key component is its ability, with a very good sensor on the airplane, to provide full motion video back off the airplane to a ground station.
Now the Air Force is getting ready to train its ground-based pilots by flying unarmed drones over the Black River Valley and the Tug Hill Plateau in upstate New York, the same terrain F-16 fighters performed exercises over for years. Starting in June, pilots will learn to use the camera systems by performing simple tasks like counting cows or targeting military vehicles for surveillance.
In terms of following specific vehicles or looking at specific targets, we don't do that. We've got clear guidance from both our Air Force instructions as well as from the Department of Defense. It's never anything that's specifically identifiable. It's really information that would be publicly available.
But to some, unmanned aircraft flying in upstate skies pose a threat to the citizens below. Barry Gawanter is a director of the Central New York Chapter of the New York Civil Liberties Union.
We have serious concerns whenever the military proposes to do surveillance operations within the United States. This actually proposes doing surveillance of people that are just doing normal activities within the interior of the United States, and that really raises serious concerns.
Gawanter also questions where the captured images are going. The group has filed Freedom of Information requests with government agencies in an attempt to find out.
We have gotten or are beginning to get some documents related to that from all the agencies that we sent the FOIA request to, except for the CIA.
And Air Force drones may not be the only ones flying around the area. More unmanned airplanes may be making their way to upstate New York in the coming years. The United States Customs and Border Patrol already flies regular missions along the borders and is in the process of bringing a control station to the area to perform routine patrols. John Purdy is the director of the National Air Security Operations Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
We did a summertime, we'll call it an expeditionary package up there to explore, one, was it feasible, how well could we work in the area? It actually worked really well. The next issue became simply, how many assets do you have?
Current plans suggest that their aircraft may someday be based at Fort Drum, near Watertown. But limited funding, planes, and pilots have so far kept the program from getting off the ground. Still, Colonel Bradley and the Air Force are continuing to look forward.
And we're very excited about the future, and we are very excited about seeing what the possibility is going to be in the civilian sector, because it's clearly, this is the very, very beginnings of this new technology.
A technology that the Air Force is already using extensively. And one, it says, that can be used over upstate New York without ruffling any other feathers. For WRVO News, this is Gino Gerentino for the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.